Hey, welcome to the Successful Songwriter Within podcast. I'm your host, Lisa McEwen. I'm a Nashville published songwriter and recording artist. In this podcast, I'm here to help take you from intimidated, anxious, insecure, and frustrated to self-assured, prolific, and successful with your songwriting abilities. I've written with Grammy Award-winning writers, had numerous cuts and placements, but it wasn't long ago that I was an anxious, insecure songwriter, afraid to speak up during co-writes and feeling not worthy enough to fulfill my dreams. I created Music and Mindfulness because here's where I was at. I knew how to write a song, but what I was lacking was the inner confidence and intuitive connection. Once I started applying mindfulness techniques to my music life, everything changed. And now it's my mission to help you on your musical journey. If you're ready to tap into and align with your inner genius, go to my website, musicandmindfulness.co, for a free tutorial where I show you how to do just that. So stick around, because I got tips, back pocket techniques, stories, interviews, and more. You ready to get where you're going? Let's do it. Hey, 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 my awesome tribe of songwriter friends. How are you? If you're listening on the podcast, welcome back. If you're watching this on YouTube, yes, it is a hat kind of day. There's nothing better when it's warm outside than throwing on an old worn out ball cap, as you can see. So listen, I'm really excited because today we are going to go over three simple steps to writing an outstanding song. Plus, I'm going to give you a mindset tip at the end of this episode, so be sure to stick around, okay? You're not going to want to miss it. So let's not waste your time or mine. Let's get down to it. All right. So the first thing that you want to be able to do when you are checking over your song and writing your song is make sure it is easy to sing. Might sound like common sense, but think about it. Okay. If you want people to sing along to your song, you have to make sure that it's, yes, sing alongable, right? I may have just created that word, but hey, here we are. So what are you doing right now with your songwriting? I imagine that you're probably writing something that's in your vocal range, right? And it's probably a melody that goes with the idea or the story that you're trying to present in your song. So it's not about whether you can actually hit the high notes or hold the long ones, right? Just look at Celine Dion and Whitney, okay? Sure, not all of us can actually sing along on key, but we sure do try, right? Because they make it sound so easy and the melody feels good and memorable. So the average person tries to sing along. Now, I'm talking mainly about the chorus of your song, right? So most people can't really remember all the words to the verses of a lot of their favorite songs. Would you agree, right? But you throw out that chorus, and if it's done right, you remember it. Even if years and years have passed and you sing along, you just totally remember it, right? Think of all those nursery rhymes that you remember when you were a kid. So just think of even the last epic wedding that you went to. I bet there were a few barn burners that you were just belting out at the top of your lungs, right? So try not to get so complicated with the melody in your chorus. Trying to tell a story and doing melodic tricks that no one else can sing along to, right? Even Mariah Carey, who has vocal chops like no other, in her hit song, Fantasy, you guys remember that one, right? Even though she's got all kinds of vocal trills going on around it, and in the verses, the average person can still sing along to this melodic repetition. Shall I try it for you? Okay. So it's like, sweet, sweet fantasy, baby, when I close my eyes, you come and take me on and on. It's so deep in my daydreams, but it's just a sweet, sweet fantasy, baby. Okay, you guys really put me to the test. It's still morning where I'm at. So, how did that sound? You get the idea though, right? Those melodic, those sorts of things that are repeating. And yes, I did a little trilly thing with my voice, but it could be super duper straight. Sweet, sweet fantasy, baby. When I close my eyes, you come and take me. You know what I'm saying? It's repetitive, and that's the part that people remember. Have you ever played the humming game? You know, where you hum the chorus of a song and your friend has to guess it, right? Well, try humming your song. That's a really good test for it, right? Is it easy to hum? That's a simple way to check whether your melody is easy to sing along to, right? And this is the thing. You still want integrity in your chorus. You don't need to go as simple as your melody, you know, like something like Wheels on the Bus. I get it. But there's something to be said about simplicity, right? Make each word and each note count. This is so important. Imagine that your fans are singing along song after song, right? Long after you're gone. That's how important it is. Important? That's how important it is to make sure that you know each word and each note counts. Don't breeze over this or the importance of this, right? So speaking of your fans singing along, my next suggestion for you is to make sure your audience can differentiate between your verse and your chorus. So what do I mean by that? Well, I can't tell you the number of times people have played me their music and I have no idea what part of the song that we're in. Is this the chorus? Is this the second verse? The melody sounds so much alike and is so close in range and rhythmic feel that I really can't tell them apart. You do not want to do that, you guys. When you listen to the music that you love, can you tell when the chorus comes in? Besides the fact that you know the song and you've listened to it a bunch of times, right? But really take stock and listen as if you are a beginner, hearing the process of the song, okay? A really great songwriter takes the listener on a journey. The verse melody and the lyrics are in one range, and the chorus and lyrics are in another range with those notes, right? Generally a bit higher in the chorus because you're taking the listener somewhere. There's more power and different dynamics in the chorus, and then we go back down for the second verse and then back up to the chorus and then possibly into a bridge, which is another burst of energy in a different way, right? And then the chorus a few more times. So it's like an awesome roller coaster ride, and I bet if your favorite artist came out with a new single tomorrow that you'd have one listen to it and you would darn well know how to sing the chorus after the first chorus went by. And that's because it pops. So do the same for your songs, okay? All right. Hey, you guys have heard me talk about how important meditation is, right? Okay, yeah, it's important and you think it's great and it's cool, but do you actually do it? Do you even know how to do it? Do you know where to start? Okay, if you answered no to any of those things, then I have something for you, okay? I need you to go to musicandmindfulness.co and there you can get your own meditation. It's more of a visualization meditation. I like to kind of combine the two. And what this is going to do, it's really going to help you tap into that creative energy that you have. It is going to help your songs flow easier. And not only that, it's going to calm down all of your overwhelm and really help you get clear and focused on what it is that you want to do with your music. Now, do not breeze by this. I know that it's easy to sweep that under the rug and, oh, I'll get to it. Yeah, meditation, blah, blah, blah. I hear that's a thing. It's actually very important. And it's a skill that you can learn. And I'm telling you, it will change the way that you do your music and it will change your life. So go to musicandmindfulness.co. All right. So let's move on to tip number three. Write what moves you and then edit it so it moves other people when they hear it. All right. So listen, you have to write what moves you. No doubt about it. That is why I started writing music. Okay. It moved me. It's a form of expression. That is what you have to do, right? That's the joy of music. It's our way with connecting with ourselves and feeling that energy and that magic that only music can do for us. Yes, write what pulls on your heartstrings. Let those tears flow. Let yourself laugh at the silly song that you're writing. Capture that lightning in a bottle and hold on tight. And then you edit it. I know, you don't want to hear me say that, but this is such a crucial step. You need to edit your baby, your work of art, so that others can also get in on the secret and all of those great feelings, right? Now, sometimes your song will be just fine on the first go. I've heard Jan Arden write songs and they are done after the first draft. Good for her. I don't know many people who actually do that, or I should say do it successfully. Even the most brilliant songs that flowed out of me effortlessly that I'm really proud of went through some kind of editing to fine tune and really make sure that it was the best that I felt it could be. So you need to really step outside of yourself and ask yourself if what you've written, what the things you've written is something that other people understand. Is it something that they would hear and grasp the intention behind your song? Okay, these are things you need to ask yourself. If you're stuck inside the song too much, what you should do is maybe get some trusted feedback on how you can tweak this to make it more receptive to your audience. Now, don't overthink it to the point of extinction. Just be sure that, let's say, you know, 3 out of 4 people get it. And hey, if they don't and you still love it, go for it, right? Isn't that why music is so great? It's subjective. You hold the cards. If you love it, by all means, carry on. Now, last but not least, I want to leave you with a little mindset mantra. You say mantra, I say mantra. What does everyone say? Hit me up and let me know how you pronounce it. I'm going to go with mantra. So I'm going to leave you with a little mindset mantra to think about today as well. Now, I think it's really important that we remember the joy in our music and what a gift it is to be able to share it and to really feel the gratitude of being able to express ourselves. Let's not overlook the power of personal motivation. I want you to really take some time right now to come up with your music mantra this week. It's all about nurturing and elevating your personal creativity on a daily basis. So raise that vibration, tell yourself that you can do it. You know, whether you use personal motivating mantras or just give yourself daily compliments, you will become a better songwriter if you keep promoting a positive personal mindset. So what music mantra are you going to choose this week? Do you know what that is? It's something that you're going to say to yourself, that you're going to repeat inside your mind. Sure, you can say it out loud too. I mean, I'm sure people think I'm crazy when I'm saying things out loud to myself. I am successful. I'm a great songwriter. But choose something that works for you and stick with it this week. Can you do that? I already know you can. So go for it. All right. So let's recap what we've gone over today. So the three simple steps to writing an outstanding song. That's my drum roll. Drum roll, please. Makes me think of the girl from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Am I right? All right. So number one, ease of singing. If you want people to sing along, make it sing alongable. Okay. Number two, differentiate between verse and chorus. Make sure it's very clear that your listener knows here's your verse and here's your chorus. Make them different. Number three, write what moves you and then edit it so that it moves other people when they hear it. And perhaps most important of all, choose your music mantra mindset for the week. All right, now I love hanging out with you guys. I can't tell you the joy that you bring into my life when we all connect and talk about all this stuff. Don't hesitate to reach out. Let me know what else you want to dive into on these episodes. Next one will likely be out in about 2 weeks. Now don't forget to grab that free meditation at musicandmindfulness.co and stay up with all the latest and greatest that I got going on for you guys. One more thing, if you enjoyed this and got a little bit out of it or a lot of bit out of it, please make sure that you give me a 5-star rating and tell me what you loved in the comments. That just helps me share all this magical wisdom with more people. So have an awesome day. Thank you guys so much for being the best part of music and mindfulness. We'll see you next time.